Triple M, you're listening to Malloy. Have you been paying attention? Tonight is back, 8:45, right after the premiere of The Masked Singer tonight on Channel 10. And joining us is the quizmaster, the host. It's Tom Gleisner on Malloy.
How are you, Tom?
Mickey, nice to see you. To be honest, I'm a little exhausted. I'll be straight there. It's been a big weekend of sport on TV for me. I'm sure you've had much the same.
Sure have.
It's been a bit noisy, I'd have to say. We had the Formula One race, of course, last night. So basically, it was 2 hours of...
Alongside him is Daniel Ricciardo, and Ricciardo is inching into the lead. Daniel Ricciardo will have the inside line here ahead of Max Verstappen. Hamilton has gone away well too.
That was the warm-up lap. That was just amazing.
Yes.
53 laps of that, Mickey.
53 laps. I can only imagine what that was like.
Then we had the boxing match. Did you tune into that? There was a bit of pay-per-view, I think.
I did.
Evander Holyfield versus, I'm not sure if it's Mr. Vitor Belfort. Anyway, basically, it was more shouting.
Left to get an uppercut, and that sends Holyfield down. A legitimate left uppercut knockdown.
On the plus side, short. It was. I think it only went. Did it just go like the one round or something?
Yeah, not surprising.
He's getting on a bit. He wasn't knocked down. He actually had a fall, I think. Mr. Holyfield was. And did you see former President Trump?
He was there, ringside, just when you think it can't get any weirder.
Tackier.
Off he goes.
Special guest commentator. And as always, he was talking up the event.
I want to thank everybody involved in this. This has been an incredible success. I hear it's going crazy over the internet.
Big claim.
Biggest figures ever.
Wow. It's up there with cats playing the piano and teenagers falling off milk crates. That's how good that is.
Indeed. So that was a highlight for sure.
There's more noise this morning when I woke up with the US Open final from Flushing Meadows. I think the squeakiest court on earth. Take a listen.
That's terrible.
Do you remember, Mickey, you're in Catherine Kim, remember the sliding door whenever someone would come into Catherine Kim's house?
Yes, I did.
That's what Flushing Meadows sounds like. I think I spoke to Sam Stosur some years ago because she won a US Open and she said
she did.
It's the only Grand Slam where they just don't shut up. Like, you know, in Wimbledon, French Open.
Oh, really?
Like,
right. But they talk.
You know, when they're serving and they go, quiet, please. Mm. No, at Flushing Meadows, this is what it sounds like.
40-30. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, please.
Thank you for what?
For doing nothing. I've always said at the French Open, Tommy, the loser should bag the court. That's how we used to play. It just feels right.
Absolutely. But now let's bring the volume down a little bit. Mm. A lot of AFL matches this year have been played without spectators. Mm. And how do you find watching those sort of matches on TV?
I find them hard. I find them lacking in atmosphere. Mm. And I think the players kind of miss it as much as we do watching it.
Yeah. Probably true. They pump like a bit of fake crowd noise, don't they?
They
keep it low level. But the plus is you get to hear things you normally wouldn't during an AFL match. Oh, I was actually watching your team a couple of weeks ago, and a player hit the post. Mm. You know, he's kicking for goal, and you actually got to hear it. Take a listen.
He's been a fair contributor, Tommy Lynch. Knocking into the post. Jeez, that noise was loud.
It's unreal.
It sounded like he hit the side of a hot dog van. There it is.
That is actually what the sound of a football hitting the goalpost is like. We'd never hear it otherwise. But look, anyway, for the next couple of weeks, I'm planning to seek out just quieter sporting events. Golf, if there's anything on, like a little polite gallery is always nice. But for me, the ultimate and easy listening, calm sporting audio, it'd have to be snooker.
Yeah, that's a good pot from Hong Yi.
They're out of control, by the way.
I might have a nap, Mickey.
You have a nap.
Stick around, Tom. Tom's going to stay with us for another chat right after this. It's Malloy on Triple M. Triple M, it is Malloy. Yep. Have you been paying attention? Back 8:45 tonight on Channel 10, right after the premiere of The Masked Singer.
It's a big night for you, Tom, because rumours are you're the kebab. So you are going to be earning your money. Do you know what? My boys and everyone keep coming up to me asking me, seriously, are you the kebab? Because it makes sense on a certain level.
Well, it could be.
Yeah, I reckon I was pegged last season as somebody, Ursula Carlson, because they made some reference to fishing. Yeah. And she was sure it was me in the rubber waders, but no, it wasn't.
Well, that would be a good character. It's going to be a cracking night on Channel 10.
Yeah.
Who else is on that program with you tonight?
We've got Pete Hellier joining the squad. Kitty Flanagan, the award-winning Kitty Flanagan, Fisk. Just picked up some big TV award in France, pretty exciting.
Well done.
Huge. And we welcome a newbie, Emma Holland, a very funny young lady who's, God, don't I sound like 108? He's funny.
You're blooding in new kids instead of picking up the phone and ringing your old faithful.
It's on the cards.
I'm not needy. And you don't. Just, I don't know, leave a message sometimes saying, hey, mate, we're thinking about you. It's not right this week, but we'll consider you. For some stage in the future, I mean...
Nick, I've explained before, we need to give the Channel 10 lawyers advance notice, all right? They're on furlough. We'll get them back and you'll be back on, buddy.
And I want to congratulate you two on the Cheap Seats, which is a great program, by the way. Bloody funny. And the old joke meter's clicking over at a horrendous rate of knots there. So well done. To you, of course, because you used to back in the day, you'd have your hands all over this because Tommy's new segment on The Late Show is probably the precursor for anyone.
Started everything. I think The Masked Singer came from that.
You want to know how to deliver news from a news desk? I send you back to The Late Show where Tommy G used to come out and throw haymakers on the desk. It was the blueprint, the archetype.
Those were the days. But yes, the Cheap Seats, and one of our shows is on the Tuesday night. So Monday, Tuesday, big late-ish nights on 10.
You've got it all covered, mate. All right, we'll have a good one tonight. That does look like a big night's entertainment on Channel 10.
8:45.
Good on you, Tommy.
Well done, Tommy.
Thanks, Mickey.
Got to watch some snooker, I reckon. That's Malloy. More Tommy speed. This is true.